Hello.
Hi, is this Julia Hernandez?
It's Lissandra, everybody, her daughter.
Okay. Lissandra, I'm calling you for Julia in regards to helping her get onto the waiver program. I know that you spoke to my colleague Stella.
Yes.
You wanted to work for your mother.
Yeah, I just want to know what can I do to take care of her, like, and obviously get paid, to take care of her. Like, what's the next step?
Process. Okay.
Yes.
So, I always say that in the beginning it could seem a little bit overwhelming, but what it is essentially, your mom has to go through a series of assessments, medical assessments. They come down to you. It's really not that overwhelming or hard. Very straightforward process. And then she has to give some financial information to the county. And then once they put all that together, they're going to determine if she's eligible or not. Insurance is going to come down to give her another assessment, determine how many hours she's approved, and then we would onboard you to be her caregiver. We'll provide you with an app to clock in and out, and you get paid every week.
Oh, okay. So, and basically it's by the insurance that pay for that.
So the insurance has to approve you, meaning to say you have to be approved by the insurance. But the agency that you're talking to now, we're the ones that pay you. But we need an
Oh, okay.
authorization in order to pay you. We can't, the insurance can't just, we can't just pay you. We have to get that authorization. In order for that authorization to come through, she has to go through the steps needed by the county.
Okay.
You understand? So my, like I said, I'm the enrollment coordinator, means to say I would walk you through the entire process. It's really, I always say it's like, it sounds hard, but it's really very, very straightforward. As long as we have communication, I can help you guys out. We're not out to get you. We're really on your side. We just want to make this work for you. And, we're here to answer any questions, concerns that come up throughout the process. And I'm ready to get started with you if you'd like to know more whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay. So, because the thing is that my mom is right now, she's with my sister, but she's about to come with me, and basically she is like her health is not good, and she has a lot of conditions,
Right.
so she can't be alone. So that's why I was asking, because I'm I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Right, no. Is she able to do daily like functions on her own? Like, is she able to dress herself, shower, feed herself, remember to take medications?
I don't know. I gotta ask her, but I know she fell like 3 times already, and she got hurt like bad.
Yeah.
So that's why we don't like we gotta take care. We wanna take care of her,
Yeah. So I would just ask you some questions just to make sure she's fully eligible before you embark on going on to this whole process, because it could seem a little bit intense in the beginning, but you want it to be worth it for you,
Okay.
So first let me get something straight. Do you want to continue today? Is that something you're interested in?
Sure, I think.
Okay. So you're going to be her caregiver. So your enrollment will be after hers. What she has to go through is an assessment with the broker office, then a doctor's assessment to fill out a form, which we help you guys out with so you don't have to worry about it. Another assessment with area and aging. Now, once that's all complete, all the information gets sent down to the county. County's going to request financial information from you guys. As soon as you're able to provide it, they process it. Insurance will come down. Once the insurance comes down, they're able to determine her hours, and authorization is created, sent to us, and then we can start paying you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So first, let me ask you a couple questions that will assist you to see if she's eligible. Okay? Any questions for me so far?
Something like that. It's just
It's a lot of information. It's overwhelming.
And one thing is I speak English, but I don't speak a lot of English. I'm I try to, you know, I understand most of it, but sometimes I get kind of confused.
Yeah. You know what? If you need clarification, I could always see what I can do. Maybe I could get an interpreter, or I could text you in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to help you. Sounds like you're doing a great job so far. So.
Okay.
But if you need clarity on anything, like, my job is literally to help you out. So just take advantage of that. Call me if you need to understand something, okay?
Okay.
So first, I'm going to ask you some questions. This is for the county later on, but I just want to cross it off our list so we can start working on it, okay?
Okay.
Now, is your mom married, or has she been married?
No. She's widowed.
Okay, but was she ever legally married or anything like that? Divorced?
Yeah, she was. I think she was legally married.
But did she get a divorce?
No.
Okay.
No, my dad just passed away.
Ah, okay. Because the county would want to know that in case she is, they need some paperwork in regards to that. But I don't think it applies here.
Oh,
so we're
okay.
Good. Deed to a house. Does she own her house?
No.
Does she make more than $2,900 a month?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Burial account agreement?
What was that?
Does she have a burial account agreement?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Does she have life insurance?
Yeah. I think it's Medicare or something like that, but...
That's health insurance. Does she have, like, a life insurance set up?
Oh, no, I don't know. I got to ask her because I don't know about that.
Okay. So that's what we want to do. Let me just put her name down here. Her name is Julia Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you said burial agreement. You weren't sure. Okay, then we have the life insurance.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I got to ask her because I don't know.
That's fine. Is she okay with you trying to get her onto the waiver program?
Yes.
Does she own any cars?
No.
Okay, any bank accounts that she's had since 2020?
Bank account, you said?
Yeah, like a bank account.
I think, yeah, like a regular account because that's where the Social Security goes.
Okay. Who would know more of this information? Would it be your sister or your mom?
My mom, but she don't speak English.
Okay, that's fine. We do have something called, we could get a translator to talk to her as well, but let me first see if we can do this together. Okay, so she's going to need some statements from her bank accounts. I'm going to go through that with you later. Does she have a retirement account, a 401k?
No.
Okay. Does she have Social Security?
Yes.
Okay, so she is going to need her award letter for her Social Security.
Okay, and she get that in the office? Like, we could go to the office or something? Like,
yeah. So if she would have a problem now with her Social Security, where would you guys go to?
Well, she never had a problem. That's why I don't, you know, I'm asking
right.
Because,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's something that you guys would need to get. Okay, she needs an award letter. All right, so, and she has the bank account. All right, so here's what I would have you do. Find out about the burial agreement, the life insurance, and try and get the award letter as well. I'm going to send you all, like, a conclusion of this conversation in a text message with this number that I called you at. Is that okay?
Okay.
Is that something you were able to receive text messages, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next thing that she needs to do, is she around you by any chance?
No, I'm working right now, that's right.
Uh-huh. When can somebody talk to her? Like, when will you be with her?
But there's a, she's right now with my sister, but my sister's in Florida, so she went to Florida. So that's why I was asking by March.
Uh-huh.
At the beginning of March.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what I would do is I'm going to put this case, I'm going to send you February, in the beginning of March, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to have you April. Okay. I'm going to reach back out to you in the beginning of March, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to also want you to start getting the financial information together.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
So I'm going to shoot you a text. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to try and find out about the burial agreement, the life insurance, and I want you to start getting the Social Security award letter. Okay?
It's water school, Social Security award, what?
I'm going to text it to you. I'm going to text it to you.
Okay.
And then I also want you to try and get bank statements. Now, the county needs bank statements from 2020 to 2023, just January and July. And then they need 2024 all the way to now, all the statements. So I'm going to shoot that to you in a text as well. That's also something your mother should send in. Okay?
So 2020 to 2023?
Yeah, just January and July. I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to write it out for you very clearly on a message.
Okay.
But if you have any questions, you just reach out to me, okay?
Okay. Okay, no problem.
Now, I will try and touch base with you again at the end of the week. I just need your update on where you're holding, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're here to help you, and it's a pleasure been talking to you. If you have any questions that come up, you can let us know.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.